Julia, I'm the founder of Sage. Thank you for tuning in with me today. We're going to start today with a couple of deep breaths and attune ourselves to our own divine nature. So just breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And do that again, in through the nose, out through the mouth. And one last time, in through the nose, out through the mouth, and just let a big sigh out as you exhale. Letting whatever piled up on you this day evaporate and fall off of you. So one of the biggest things that we like to do here at Sage Headquarters is to make sure that we are grounded and that we have a spiritual connection every day, that we are getting guidance from our guides, our spirit guides, our ancestors, the wise ones who walked the earth before us, and the galactic star family that are all cheering us on here on earth to make sure that we do our work as light workers, not light twerkers, light workers, to change the paradigm here on this planet. We messed up a little bit as a human race here, as I'm sure you all agree. So I believe that's one of our missions, is to really be here to increase the light, to be light beings, to live by example. And in order to be able to do all of that, you know, no biggie, just being angels walking the earth. You know, what do we need in order to continue on that path? What do we need to remain grounded and keep doing the good work and being in the light? So one of the things that I like to do, of course, is to chant. I like mantras a lot. I think for me, it's a beautiful tool to quickly invoke spirit to align with the universe. And also, it's very meditative to chant, if you haven't done that yet. So I like to do, I have mala beads and that I pick out every day, and I pick a chant depending on where I'm at with my life and where I need some assistance from the universe, and chant something appropriate for that. So we're going to have a little chant together in a minute. I'm going to share one of my go-to chants for creation. And it's called Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. It's a mantra that's attributed to the god Ganesh or Ganesha, the elephant-headed god of the Hindu faith. And I've always had a really strong connection to Ganesh. I traveled to India in my early 20s and ended up buying like anything with Ganesh on it, like t-shirts, statues, whatever. I didn't really know much about it. I mean, I read as much as I could, but I just gravitated toward Ganesh as a house deity, if you will. And you know what I learned and what I have uncovered, and what is said about Ganesh is that he really helps people clear the path, so remove energetic blocks that could be hindering you from achieving that dream, that desire, that manifestation that your heart truly wants. So if there's anything energetically that's in your way, chanting a Ganesh mantra and can really help you clear the path, make way for your dreams to come true. So as we are stepping out of eclipse season and Mercury retrograde is, you know, we still have some, but we're kind of the tail end. It's time to start thinking about and opening up about our manifestations, our desires and hopes and dreams. And who better to help us on our way than Ganesh? Hey. So we like to get a little friends from our spiritual guides, and I definitely consider Ganesh one of mine. I have a statue everywhere as well. So if you are gravitating towards Ganesh, I just want to share a little bit about how I work with this energy and how I honor him, even also in my home. So I have a Ganesh statue in our, northeast and southeast corners of our home. The southeast corner is the abundance corner. So the southeast corner, that's a great place to put somebody who's like unblocking you from anything that's unblocking you from your prosperity. It's also a good place to put like a wood. So if you have a wood statue of Ganesh, that would go very nicely in the southeast corner of your home or your room or whatever your living situation is. So like try to think about like where's south, if you're standing in your room, where's east, and in that corner, that's where he can go. You can also put him in the north east corner, which is the spiritual center of your home. And so kind of depending if you're like, I have enough abundance. I don't think anyone said no, no one ever. But you can have him in both sides. I have him on both sides. I have him in both the east corners of the home, basically northeast for spirituality and then southeast for abundance. So that's one beautiful way. And the other way that I like to work with him is then also to offer a Ganesh mantra and chant. So I use mala beads. I have these beautiful beads that are fun. It's basically just a necklace with 108 beads on them. You can get them in your metaphysical store or in many, many different places, in your yoga shop even maybe. And the 108 beads will help you with the count because 108 is the magic number for chants and mantras. So we're gonna do this thing together. So mantra itself goes like this: Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. So in loose terms, it's basically, Ganesh, please help me remove any obstacles in my way. Loosely translated. And it is an energetic clearing to help you, clear the path and make what you want to achieve a little easier in your life. It's something I used daily. I chanted this chant, especially this one, for 40 days straight when I decided to create Sage. And I decided to create Sage in the middle of being a mother of two young children and having a full-time job. Pre-COVID, long time pre-COVID, when it was just like I just really on paper did not have the time to do that, but my heart really wanted it. So I just chanted this, and miraculously there were all of a sudden pockets of time or more support. My husband, took the kids more or whatever, like to allow me to drop in with the design work that I needed to do to create the Sage app. So thank you, Ganesh, for creating those moments. And I'm so happy for that. And I know a lot of other people are too. It's being useful. So let's just take a few deep breaths. Again, just breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. And then we're going to chant 108 times. It's probably going to take 3 minutes, which is really not a long time. And when you've done this, you have cleared the path for your manifestations and desires to come true. So, like, that's good work. Let's use these 3 minutes to doing that. Enough. Let's just go. All right, here goes. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. 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 Phew, that was 108, friends. Well done. I hope this chant, this mantra of Ganesh helps unblock whatever you felt was in your way to achieve whatever it is that you needed to achieve. It works, you guys. So if you have something really big that you want to accomplish, I would recommend singing this chant 40 days straight. 40 days straight. Again, it's not a large chunk of time in your day. It's just a repetition and actually doing it. You can do it. It works. It worked for me. I think it's gonna work for you. It's beautiful. And hey, we all need all the help we can get from our spiritual guides and helpers. And this is definitely one that I like at least. So thank you for being here with me today. Thank you for sharing your time with me. And I hope this was the spiritual self-care that you needed to hear today. We here at Sage App are all about delivering, spiritual guidance and spiritual tools that won't suck up too much of your time, something you can do easily by yourself, that is, easy to do, accessible, free, because we all need spiritual work every day to stay on this light journey that we're on and help raise consciousness on the planet and all that stuff. You know the drill, being a light worker here on planet Earth, that we chose to come at this particular time. So let's dig out all the tools that we have available that resonate for you and use them. So good luck and have fun with the chant. Let me know how it goes for you. All right, Thank you all, and we will see you very soon again. Thanks for tuning in. Much love to everybody.